This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, in our political discussions, we often tend to use terms liberal and leftist interchangeably, along with other terms like progressive. Dennis Prager has provided a public service by defining and distinguishing the two. A year ago, he wrote about this and more recently put it in one of his Prager University videos. His argument is that traditional liberalism has far more in common with conservatism than it does with leftism. Here are just three examples he uses to make his point. One of the most important differences is in the area of race. The traditional liberal position on race is that color of one's skin is insignificant. By contrast, leftists argue that the notion of race is insignificant is itself racist. Liberals are committed to racial integration and would have rejected the idea of separate black dormitories and separate black graduations on university campuses. Nationalism is another difference. Dennis Prager says that liberals always deeply believed in the nation state. Leftists, on the other hand, oppose nationalism and promote class solidarity. Superman comics illustrate the point. The writers of Superman had Superman say that he was for truth, justice, and the American way. But more recently, left-wing writers had Superman appear before the United Nations and inform them that he was renouncing his American citizenship. Another example is free speech. American liberals agree with the statement, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Leftists today are leading nationwide suppression of free speech everywhere from the college campuses to the big tech companies. Dennis Prager has other examples of the significant difference between liberals and leftists. His earlier article and his latest video remind us of this important fact. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Universal 1440, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the rest of World War II hero Louis Zamperini's true story, now playing rated PG-13.